This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among the many unprecedented things about this election cycle, many unprecedented things, one of them is the amount of money being spent, $14 billion by one estimate on races up and down the ballot. Millions of Americans contributed to the candidate or the campaign of their choice, but the dollar figures don't quite capture how much people are spending of their most valuable currency. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains that one.
On a gray and overcast Saturday morning in St. Louis, rather than being at home on his couch with a hot cup of coffee, Will Stevens is the lone occupant of a mostly empty outdoor stall at Soulard Farmers Market. Some confused visitors, passing stalls selling beer glasses and baskets and kettle corn, peer at his large sign reading The Notary Project and try to give him donations.
We don't take donations. We don't take money to notarize the ballots. We're just doing it as a public service. So.
It's in the mid-40s and Stevens forgot his gloves, so he's keeping his hands warm in his pockets while he waits for anyone to come by. Anyone who might need their election ballot envelope notarized. Stevens and his wife both signed up to become notaries just for this election and are working with about a dozen others to provide the service.
I'm always looking for opportunities where your time is more valuable than the money that you could contribute.
In response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Missouri legislature expanded who could vote absentee and added the new category of mail-in ballots for other voters. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says the legislation was so rushed, it created a problem. Mail-in ballots have to be notarized. And even though that only costs a couple of dollars...
Under Missouri law, it was not legal for a Missouri notary to charge for notarizing an absentee ballot. When they created the new law for the mail-in ballots, they did not include a prohibition like that.
So he put out the call for existing notaries to volunteer the service, and hundreds did. Others, like Stevens and Jill Anderson, who usually works as a cancer research coordinator, signed up just to increase access.
I think that the process in Missouri is needlessly and potentially intentionally difficult.
I spotted Anderson at a picnic table outside a local restaurant, prepared with her notary book, a big sign, and a little American flag. She figures she spent 60 to 70 hours notarizing ballot envelopes and about $100.
And that included my supplies, the book and the stamp. You have to get a bond. And then beyond that, it's, you know, time, effort. I made myself a sign. I love it. It was worth every penny.
That sign made it easy for Cynthia Barunas of St. Louis to spot her.
Yeah, I came here intentionally today because there was a listing posted of notary events. So I'm super grateful to everybody who put all the work into keeping that updated.
Anderson checks Barunas' ID, confirms her address.
And then you can go ahead and seal the ballot in the envelope. I've got sticky stuff.
All right.
So you don't have to lick it. So I don't need to see the ballot.
Right.
And she wields her trusty notary stamp. Anderson says she's notarized more than 150 envelopes with ballots for the November election. Things were a little slower for Will Stevens at Soulard Market. He says the Notary Project has helped more than 100 people get their ballots ready to mail, some at notary house calls, which they made on their own time, although there were a few unneeded trips.
One was a military overseas ballot that didn't actually need to be notarized, and the other one was a person who was voting absentee, and that ballot didn't need to be notarized as well.
Stevens says he doesn't mind. He has the time, and his car gets good gas mileage. He's just hoping that by the time the next election rolls around, voting in Missouri will be a bit easier for everyone. In St. Louis, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.